So, welcome to the Brekkie Show. We're on the trail of yet another celebrity. And who have we got this week, Laura?
Well, there have been queues. It's been the talk of all the whole surrounding areas. The whole area has actually been renamed the Katie Price Square in Bradford, which is really nice.
Now, Kate, it's actually priceless that you're in Bradford today. What's the atmosphere been like at Waterstones for the signing?
It's actually been really busy. Obviously, I came in, I think this is the front entrance, but yeah, it was really busy. Lots of excited girls.
Just tell us what it is that you're here to promote today.
I'm here to promote my fourth autobiography, You Only Live Once.
Now, you mentioned it's the fourth. How hard is it to keep actually retelling the story and bringing people up to date with your life?
It's really easy, actually. I've already started on my fifth one. It's more like a diary every 2 years, so I don't have to think about it. It's just what happens in my life. I write about it.
Is there anything that's off limits?
No, not really, no. It's my life, so I've written about it.
And what's it like living in the public eye?
I don't know any different because I've been in this industry since I was 17. So it's just like me saying to you guys, what's it like living your life? I don't know. Everyone's life's different.
I think one of the things that people actually love about you is their honesty, and it's just been interesting watching people to come and chat. I've also noticed that quite a few people bought you presents, and I would love to know what sort of things you get. Obviously, you haven't had a chance to have a look and see what people have bought you today, but what kind of things do people bring you?
Lots of people, always, not always, but it's mainly pink or sparkly, whatever it is.
I did notice
the trend. Yeah. It's really nice, really generous. Actually, people are really generous, and lots of chocolate, which we eat in the car all the time.
Now, the autobiography is called You Only Live Once.
Yeah.
What have you done in your life that you haven't achieved yet that you still like to achieve?
I'm going to have more children. There's lots of things I want to achieve. Competing my horses, doing a film about my life, more books, going to more different countries, loads of things. I couldn't actually sit here and say because there's too many things.